you've been very, I think both sides have been very professional and tight-lipped on this process, but you did come to a deal today with Bob Hartley. You inherit him as a general manager, and there's a lot of myths and wives' tales that we repeat ad nauseum in hockey, and one of them is, well, he's not his guy. This is safe to say. He's now your guy. This is like hiring him for you. You go through the same process, wouldn't you?
Yeah, and I think, you know, one of the things, and I do want to, you know, I think Jay Feaster deserves credit here, you know, and I think it's important to, I'm a big believer in that. And, you know, I think Jay made a real good decision in bringing Bob here. He knew him. And you're right. I think, as I said earlier today, we just had a bit of a media scrum was, you know, when I came here, one of the things that, you know, I told everybody, you got to go through a period of getting to know, you know, and as much as I said this to Bob, you got to get to know me. I could be, you know, you may go to bed at night thinking, who is this guy? So, you know, there's got to be a relationship built there. And I commend Bob because it's not the easiest thing. You know, you've got a new manager coming in, who didn't hire you. And you're right. The Lexian out there is all the GM always brings his guy. At the end of the day, I think myself is no different than anybody else. You want to have success, and who do you think can have that success in the coaching chair? And it was very clear to me over the time that I've been here that that guy is Bob, and he's very deserving of the extension here today. And you're right. The timing of such is it is what it is.
Yeah.
But you know, over what I felt a very short period of time, I'm methodical in how I try to do things and take quiet moments to think through it. And, you know, at all the different levels, when you break down what I think is important and what is critical from a coach, Bob checks all the boxes, and we wanted to get it taken care of and move forward.
Your reputation is as a thorough and a hard worker. Did you go above and beyond? I mean, or did you just do what you do in terms of your background on Bob? I mean, it's one thing to watch him, but I'm assuming you made some calls. As I say, it's almost like you hired him, right?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I'd be lying if I said, you know, listen, you go on what's happening you see every day. But I can tell you coming into the job, and once I got the job, I knew more about Bob in terms of you it's like anything else on a player. You go and do some background and what makes this person tick and the experiences. Ultimately, I believe strongly that my view on people is always based upon my experience with that person. You know, if Billy doesn't like Fred, well, that's great, but I want to see how I get along with Fred. And but I think it's important to go out and do your work. You have to do the work in terms of finding out, you know, background, beliefs, all these types of things. So there's background done, there's the time, and then there's just lots of time that Bob and I have spent together. You know, really starting from when I got the job, a couple of days later, I was on a plane to Toronto. Him and I spent two full days together talking about the roster, talking about just Bob, too. Like, who is Bob?
And
you know,
what makes him tick?
What makes him tick and those types of things. Because ultimately, in this business, I firmly believe that relationship between coach and manager has got to be very, very strong. And you don't always have to agree on everything, but you got to have the respect factor on both sides that you can debate and bring up issues and talk through them, because that's how you have success. And you know, I can't say enough. Since being here, we debate on different things and throw different stuff at the wall, and ultimately we're both completely on the same page, and at the end of the day we're singular focused on what we want, where we want this team to go.
In your time with Phoenix, you kind of were in a management spot and had two head coaches. The importance of continuity in that spot, how important is it for you?
I think it's critical. If you look back in teams that, you know, over time have had success, I just think it's important that, I mean, you want to make sure you're getting the right message, but I think you have to have a consistent message. And you know, it takes time for coaches to really, I mean, because as much as you think you're digging in just to the 22 players you have here, there's, you know, getting to know a whole organization takes time. You know, there's prospects and all those types of things. So I think it's difficult if you're changing that message, you know, frequently. So I do believe. I believe when you go back, and I've studied it, you know, whether it be in the NHL, you look at other leagues, you look at successful businesses. If you go back and do research, more times than not, those organizations that have had success, there has been stability. There has been continuity over time to allow you to have that success. And I think, you know, the other piece with this, and as I said, it by no means was this the master plan, but we're going through a difficult time right now. And if there was, and I'm not categorizing or thinking there was in any stretch of the imagination, but if there was a thought during our recent stretch here, that, you know, Bob, how's this going to affect Bob? Where, you know, there should be no confusion on who the coach is today and moving forward. Right. And I wanted to make sure that that was clear for players and the like. Who the coach was going to be.
When you first got to the organization, and more so when you first started to see Bob in the hockey environment, what were the things that, I guess, grew and got to the point that convinced you and said, you know what, this is our guy. This is the guy to bring us to our eventual goal?
Good question, Pat. A couple things. First of all, Bob's energy. You know, this is it's a hard job to be a head coach in the NHL. I mean, it's, you know, everybody sees the 7 to 10 o'clock at night, but it's the hours that he puts in, the energy he brings to the rink every day. A lot of it, too, is the result of how our team plays. To me, when I break it down, to me, critical fingerprints that a coach can have on a team are, first of all, the work ethic and the compete level of your team. And not sporadically, not once in a while, but is that consistent? Does a team come... One of the hardest things to do is build an identity of a team. I think our team has an identity. And I think it's, you know, driven by Bob. So that's check one. Then I look at how organized is your team? How structurally do they play? Is there a structure in place in all three zones of the puck? Check. That's there. Is there that combination? I think it's a difficult balance, and it's a tricky balance of push and positive, I call it. You know, this is a hard game that you have to push people to do things that are uncomfortable. You have to push people to do things that a lot of guys don't want to do. Right. Are you capable of doing that while also balancing that personal, educational, positive side? Check mark to Bob. So those, I came in with criteria of saying, here's what I think is important in terms of the position. And Bob, you know, exudes... plenty in all areas, and encompassing all that is just a real passion and drive to win. He wants to have success. You look at his history; he's had success wherever he's been, and I think he's done a really good job here. A big part of you know, as much as it's on the ice, we need to take steps. He's changed a mentality here, which. It's not an easy thing to do, and we still, again, we've got plenty of work to do. But I think there's been some heavy lifting done that Bob's done behind the scenes as well since he's been here.
So what is your day-to-day relationship with him? Like, how is it every day you're talking? I'm curious as to how your philosophy is with working with your head coach.
It's numerous daily. So we're the one thing I like about he's an early morning guy like I. You know, usually it's in the morning, you're having a coffee and talking about what's, you know, whether it's the practice plan and I don't try to get into I think it's, for me anyhow, I don't believe in going in and talking about, well, we should really forecheck like this. And, you know, to me, I'm sitting up here, here's sort of what I'm seeing in terms of, and maybe, you know, is there a player out there that, you know, something bothered them that I can help with? So it's that, you know, Bob's going through what he's thinking about lineups and the injuries and who's going where, you know, we keep him updated of what's going on in the organization, how the Adirondack, mm-hmm. you know, how some of the prospects. So it's, you know, you do that, you go through practice, you talk after practice, you know, so it's, we're in constant communication. And again, that's part of it, not to the point of me saying, you know, play this guy or don't play that guy. You know, it gets back to my earlier point of Bob had to kind of get a sense of, you know, how I operate. And, you know, thus far, it's worked out. It's worked out real well.
With Brad Tree living general manager of the Calgary Flames, multi-year extension, or has the actual years come out?
Multi-year.
Multi-year, yeah. Okay. Yeah. he came with Jacques Cloutier. Does he get to continue with Jacques Cloutier, or when do those decisions get made?
And I was asked about that earlier. Listen, I think, as I said, as we've talked about Bob's situation over the last few months, one thing I as much as I think Bob's done a good job, I also want to include that the coaching staff, and so we will address that at the appropriate time. But having said that, I think Jacques and Marty and Jamie, they've Jordan, Singlet, this has been a staff project this year, and you know, as Bob is the leader of that staff, but I also very pleased with the work of the entire staff.
I know you know or are aware of history. This is pretty significant for this organization. Mm-hmm. This is the first extension that I have been part of here in Calgary. I've been to a lot of moving ons, but I haven't been to extensions.
I didn't know that. I did not know that. And yeah, I feel that I should have known that because I am.
We did that. We think it's Badger Bob.
We're not even sure.
Badger
about
Bob
that.
Is 5 years here.
Really?
Yeah. Other than that, it's always been fits and starts. And I guess by that, and it's a loaded question because, of course, you would like to be part of the continuity too. But
sure,
there is a value in continuity.
I do. There? Yeah. I think again at the end of the day, excuse me. We're in the results driven. It's a results driven business. So as much as I say, yes, we need and. It's sort of the chicken or the egg. So, but yes, I do believe, I think one spurns the other. I think you need to have continuity. Now, those people, and we're all charged with guiding and leading this team, you have to get the job done. And,
oh, yeah.
But I think one plays into the other. I think if there's strong, consistent leadership and there's continuity to it, I think you have a better chance of having success rather than, as you said, sort of fits and starts. And, too often time you can get going in too many new directions and you're going in a lot of different directions. I think it's deserving, and for us it's a good day today.
Thank you for this. I'll let you get back to... you had a game to watch this morning and everything.
Yeah.
It's been a busy day for you.
We've got a lot behind us here, so we've got to go try to figure out a way to get a win on the board here for this team.
Come visit anytime.
Okay.
Thanks, Brad.